Job chapter 30. But now those who are younger than me in days laugh at me, whose fathers I would have declined to appoint in charge of my sheepdogs. Moreover, what use would their strong hands have been to me, considering they lacked maturity? Through want and hunger they were unproductive. They were gnawing scraps in a drought-plagued land, which was in former time desolate and desolated. They would pluck mallow among the shrubs, and their food was the root of broom. They were driven out of the community. People sounded an alarm at them as at a thief, so that they lived in dangerous gullies, in holes in the ground and in rocks. They brayed among the shrubs. They gathered together under the thorn bushes. They are the sons of the foolish, verily the sons of those of no repute. They were forcibly driven from the land, and now I have become their song, and I have become their byword. They abhor me, they keep their distance from me, and they do not refrain from spitting in my face. For he has loosed my cord and oppressed me, and they have behaved in an unbridled way towards me. On the right a rabble rises up, they trip up my feet, and set up against me their destructive ways. They ravage my path, they take advantage of my plight, they do it gratuitously. As through a wide breach they come, accompanied by destruction they roll on. Terrors are turned on me, which pursue my dignity like the wind, and my salvation has passed away like a cloud. And now my heart is poured out on me. Days of affliction have taken their hold on me. At night my bones give me shooting pain. My gnawing nerves do not rest. With great tightness my covering of skin is like a disguise. Like the collar of my tunic it girds me. He has cast me into the mire, and I have become like dust and ashes. I cry out to you, but you do not answer me. I endure the time for you to attend to me. You have become fierce to me. You persecute me with your strong hand. You bear me away. You cause me to ride on the wind. You dissolve my wealth. For I know that you will return me to death, and to the house appointed for all the living. But he does not stretch out his hand to a mound of stones, even at their cry in one's demise. I most certainly wept for him who was in difficult times. My inner being mourned for the needy. For I waited for good, but evil came, and I expected light, but thick darkness arrived. My inward parts are agitated, and they will not be silent. The days of affliction are in front of me. I go about downcast, with no bright spirit. I stand, and in the convocation I cry for help. I have become a brother to jackals and a neighbour to ostriches. My skin has turned black on me, and my bones burn as from dry heat. And my harp has become a lamentation, and my flute the sound of those weeping.